listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. The Liberals and Lambies appear to be firming for a partnership that could see them form the next government of Tasmania. The Libs' 15 seats and Lambies' 3 seats gets them to the 18 needed. Deputy Premier Michael Ferguson says both sides want to get on with it.
The right thing to do, the humble thing to do, the leadership thing to do is to now take what the voters have said and get on and make it work for our beautiful state.
Meantime, Labor are gearing up for a new leader. Dean Winter has reportedly told colleagues he'll nominate for leadership. Josh Willey is considered the most likely candidate to challenge for it. A bold plan is underway to increase the state's participation numbers in footy. Head of AFL Tasmania Damien Gill has announced the 28 by 28 initiative to see 28,000 Tasmanians playing football by 2028.
We want to grow participation. We want to double it by the time the new AFL team runs out, and we're really excited around where footy can get to and the opportunity in front of us.
Australians are being warned of a horror flu season ahead, with up to a third of us to pick up a cold or influenza. The prediction's been made by the pharmaceutical consults IQVIA. They're predicting 2024 will be as bad or perhaps worse than last year, when at least 300,000 Australians were affected by influenza. And Hobart Hurricanes cricketer Nick Hal-Chaudhary has pleaded not guilty to raping a woman in Townsville. To sport now, and conciliation talks between former Hawthorn players and coaches Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan will begin today as part of the Hawks racism probe. Footy reporter Damien Barrett revealing Fagan will travel from Brisbane and skip Lions training to attend the mediation in person.
Chris Fagan's at a game on Thursday night. He is 0-2 coaching the Brisbane Lions, and he could be in the Human Rights Commission, which he wants to attend.
And Hobart runner Jacob Despard has finished just 0.09 of a second behind winner Rowan Browning at the Sydney Track Classic in the 100-metre final.